And now joining us live over the phone today is Cokeville football coach Marty Linford. Coach Linford, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. We're doing great down here. Thanks.
Coach Linford, thanks for joining us this morning. I want to touch on your opening week game last week. You were on the road. Well, it's a neutral site game in Shoshone. You took on Upton Sundance. It looked like it was a defensive battle. Walk us through what you saw from your team last week.
Well, we did play very well defensively. Held them to not too many yards until a final drive to go ahead. But overall, we shot ourselves in the foot. It was a game that we definitely should have and could have won.
You know, you come away from a game like that, and then you have to turn around and play a good team like you have this week with Lovell. And so what do you do this week in practice? What have you guys been working on to be ready for the Bulldogs coming away from a game like last week?
We've been working on making sure we know who to block on every play, being able to run our base stuff without any questions, and then practicing with a lot of enthusiasm. Coaches have had a lot of enthusiasm this week. Players have been, it's been up-tempo. It's been a great week of practice. So just our mental attitude about how we're going to approach the game this week.
Coach Linford, year two for you. Year two as a head coach. You've been with the program for 20 years. But what differences would you say, if any, are there between year one and year two as being the head coach?
Well, the biggest difference is we graduated some really good football players, but we have some good football players on the team this year, and biggest difference is, you know, we're a little more comfortable with ourselves and what we're doing, and we're just working hard to get better every week.
You know, the tradition of Cokeville football is so strong, and you talk about now you're playing in the two-way class and schools are a little bigger than you used to have. How big is it in a game like today to have the community show up on a 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and line the football field with cars and support your kids? I mean, how big of a deal is that for them?
You know, it's a pretty big deal. If you come to the town of Cokeville, you'll see the football field, the very center of the town, and that's what it is in Cokeville. Football is the center of our town.
I love that. I love the afternoon game. I'll be honest with you. I kind of grew up with that, as you did. The whole afternoon game, the businesses shut down, and it's like, what do you mean you're not at the game kind of mentality. I love that. Let's talk about some of your players. You said you got some good players coming back. Maybe detail some of them for us and what they do for your team.
We've got some really, really good players coming back. We've got a whole pile of juniors that have got a lot of varsity experience. We've got Ryder Pope and Caleb Hatterley and Justin Moyes and Brody Dean and Kaysen Walker that have all played a lot of varsity minutes. And then we've got some super great seniors that are leading us. And in Jack Dayton, he was one of the leaders in the state in rushing last year. Micah Peterson at middle linebacker's coming back, and he had 31 defensive points last week. Jethro Autry's a three-year starter at defensive end. We've got Isaac Halls and Quentin Bird that have had some varsity time. And I'm probably forgetting somebody. Andrew Jackman at end had a lot of varsity time. So we're young, but we've got a lot of experience in being young.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of enthusiasm within your staff this week in practices and getting ready for the game. Who are some of the guys on your staff that are helping you this year?
I've got two awesome assistant coaches. I've got Sullivan Tykert, who played football for us back in the day and wrestled for me, and I've got E.J. Pounty, who married into the Peterson family, and they're both awesome football coaches and awesome men for examples for these young men to follow.
One of the things I noticed, Coach, recently was the Wyoming High School Activities Association recently looked at the ADM figures again, the average daily membership, and obviously nothing new for Cokeville in terms of your size, maybe even a couple of guys and gals smaller, but you have opted to play 2A football, 2A 11-man, when so many of the – you're actually qualified to play 6-man based on the WHSAA rules. Do you? I'm already know the answer to this, but do you anticipate that changing at all? Or is that 11-man mentality or 11-player mentality just going to continue to be something that's Cokeville?
It's going to be something that's Cokeville. We're, as long as I'm the coach, we're going to be playing 11-man football. We talked about it the other day on the bus. If we can suit up 16 kids, we're going to play 11-man football.
How many kids do you have that came out this year to play, Coach? How many's on your team?
We've got 31 boys on the team this year. Wow. It'll be one of our largest teams. I would dare say, I don't know the exact percentage, but there might be just 3 or 4 boys walking around the halls that are good athletes that aren't playing football, but we've got over 90% of the boys playing football for us.
Why is that, Coach Linford? You got schools twice the size of you that would love to have 31 players. Why is Cokeville different?
I think it's the tradition. Like I said, it's the center of the town, and when you go to Cokeville High School, you play football.
You know, just in the last 10 years, I'm not calling out Warland. I'm not trying to do that. But Warland's obviously a much bigger school. I remember once they came and they had 18 players. And so to have 31, and you were just rattling off all those names of returning players. Yeah, that's exciting. It's got to be an exciting season for the Panthers, faithful.
Oh, it's always exciting to go out there on a Friday afternoon and play football. You know, if we win, that'll be even more exciting. If we play well and end up losing the ball game, that's still exciting. We're just thankful that we get to play football.
Well, let's talk a little more about the game today. Of course, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Lovell, what do you guys have to do well to beat the Bulldogs today?
Oh, man, you know, you were talking about teams that have tradition. Lovell's got a great tradition. They're going to have over 50 kids on their sideline, and they're big. And they are fast, and they were in the state title game last year. And we are going to have to play a really, really good football game. We've got to figure out ways to move the ball. And then defensively, we have got to be flying around like crazy maniacs, making great tackles and stuffing up holes, and then being ready for their trick plays. That's the way they've beaten us the last couple of years. They pull out a trick play and get a touchdown or two on the board ahead of us, and so we got to be ready for those kinds of things. So discipline, but fly into the football.
Well, someone was looking for a t-shirt idea. There it is, Marty's Crazy Maniacs. I think that would I would buy one of those. You talked about this last week, shooting yourself in the foot in terms of things you wanted to clean up for this week. What are some of those things that you feel like that could have been done better?
Well, you know, we can't have first and goal and then have 2 penalties in a row and end up second and goal on the 35. Those kind of things just can't happen. And if you want to beat a good football team, you've got to be disciplined. And you know, we're a little bit different than a lot of teams now. We don't go spread very often and throw it around. We're going to run it, and it's going to be 4 to 5 yards of carry. And you can't have stupid penalties when it's 3rd and 10, we don't have many plays in our playbook where we can get 10 yards automatically. So we've got to be disciplined and not make stupid errors like that.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck. One question I wanted to ask before we end here today is, we just had Daxton Pope on the air, of course, from Cokeville, and a rodeo kid, a roper. We hear all the time the benefits of being a two-sport athlete. But a lot of times when we talk about that, it's a kid doing a fall sport, a winter sport, a spring sport. When you've got kids doing rodeo and football at the same time, what kind of juggling act is that for not only the athlete but for the coaching staff to try and make that work and keep your kids fresh?
You know, the kids do a great job with it. They say, "Coach, I've got a rodeo on Saturday. Is that okay if I go to it?" And, you know, I'm not here to crush their dreams. If they want a rodeo on Saturdays and we've got a game on Friday, more power to them. You go have a great time. Life is more about more things than football. So he's a good roper and a great kid and a good football player. So we're going to work with him and let him pursue his dreams in other areas too.
Coach Marty Linford, Cokeville football. It's all part of the First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, thanks for your time today.